to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. More storms overnight. We have the story.
Kansas communities recovering from Sunday's storms. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Parole revoked for a man who killed a Kansas trooper. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Let's take a look at traffic this morning with Jed Chambers. What's going on, Jed?
Well, we have a traffic accident now that's slowing things down. It's really affecting things eastbound on Kellogg, and this is just a little ways past Hillside, so between Hillside and Oliver, you'll want to watch out for this. We've also got the report of a crash in the westbound lanes, just on the other side of I-135, and that ramp from southbound I-135 over to westbound Kellogg starting to slow down as well.
Numerous storms developed and moved slowly eastward overnight across central Kansas. A few of the stronger storms produced hail, high winds, and heavy rain. A severe thunderstorm warning was issued for several counties in the south central part of the state around midnight, including Sedgwick. Heavy rain was reported in Wichita for a time. A wind gust of 64 miles per hour clocked at Eisenhower Airport. Some tree damage and power outages reported and downed lines in Wichita. Many areas of the state continue to deal with power outages. From weekend storms, communities near Haviland and Greensburg impacted with at least 60 power poles that were brought down.
Resources have been set up to help people affected by storms in Plevna to the west-southwest of Hutchinson. Reno County has opened a resource center in the Abbeville Community Church, which is east of Plevna. The American Red Cross has a shelter, and the Salvation Army is serving meals. Valerie Taylor with the Reno County United Way says people from the surrounding area have come to town to help out the survivors.
It was reported this morning that they had more volunteers on ground helping with cleanup efforts than they had a population in the town. So it just speaks to the heart of America and how Kansas shows up.
And that resource center is open through tomorrow.
The Kansas Prisoner Review Board has rescinded its previous decision to grant parole to a man who was convicted of killing a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper in 1978.
78-year-old Jimmy Nelms was sentenced to consecutive life terms, plus 9 years after being convicted of unlawful possession of a firearm, aggravated kidnapping and murder in the first degree of Kansas Highway Patrolman Trooper Conroy O'Brien. Nelms was convicted in 1979 and has been housed at the Winfield Correctional Facility. He's been eligible for parole since 1992 and has appeared before the parole board 9 times. He was initially granted parole after a hearing in March, but an official decision wasn't made until May the 6th. The KHP and the Kansas State Troopers Association immediately condemned that decision. On Friday, the board held a new hearing and reversed its earlier decision. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will consider an amended parking ordinance. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
The previous plan included Delano and Old Town. This new plan does not include either of those. It's only the downtown core.
So how much money is it going to generate, you think, over a year's time?
According to staff, this will generate approximately $2.2 million over 12 months from July of 2025 to the end of June of 2026.
And Lily Wu commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
President Donald Trump says Russia and Ukraine will begin ceasefire talks after his phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin Monday. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports from Washington.
President Trump said the conversation on the ceasefire conditions is one that must be left up to the two parties, but he did remark on the tone and spirit of his talk and believes that Putin is ready for peace. President Trump feels that the Vatican might be an appropriate place for these peace talks to happen. Russia has indicated they're still seeking major concessions. President Zelensky again calling for more sanctions on Russia, which President Trump feels right now at least might make the situation worse on Russia's economy. He posted, quote, Russia wants to do large-scale trade with the United States when this catastrophic bloodbath is over, and I agree. There's a tremendous opportunity for Russia to create massive amounts of jobs and wealth.
Ukraine and Russia held direct talks last week where they agreed to a prisoner swap, though neither Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky nor Putin attended. KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Postseason baseball for the Shockers at the conference tournament today. We'll preview that game coming up in sports.
More tornadoes plowed through the central U.S. Monday. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock and 55 degrees. More tornadoes plowed through the central U.S. Monday, ripping apart buildings, knocking out power, as people from Texas to Kentucky continued to clean up from days of severe weather that killed more than two dozen people and destroyed thousands of homes and buildings. At least four tornadoes were confirmed in Oklahoma and Nebraska Monday evening, according to a preliminary report from the National Weather Service. Across Oklahoma, at least 10 homes were destroyed and multiple buildings were damaged, including a fire station that was wiped out, according to the Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management. Spokesperson for the agency said they have not received any reports of injuries or deaths from this round of storms.
Some Republican lawmakers not fully on board with President Trump's big, beautiful bill, pushing for more spending cuts. Fox's Chad Pergram with more from Capitol Hill.
President Trump descending on Capitol Hill Tuesday morning to coax skeptical lawmakers to pass his big, beautiful bill. House Speaker Mike Johnson is readying what he called a, quote, cleanup amendment to court reluctant Republicans.
What about these things that have to be solved at the last minute? I mean, does that give you heartburn at night?
No.
Why not?
Heartburn. Because I know we're going to get this job done.
One outstanding issue, lifting a cap on state and local tax deductions in New York and California. The current plan is limited to a $30,000 exemption. The House Budget Committee advancing the bill late Sunday night after a Friday hiccup which stalled the plan. But South Carolina Republican Ralph Norman still wasn't excited enough to vote yes. He voted present. Andrew Clyde of Georgia also balked.
And the final vote for that bill could come as early as Thursday, with GOP only able to lose four Republican votes for that bill to pass.
A Texas bill banning minors from social media advances with bipartisan support.
The ban is designed to protect minors from what proponents say is an addictive and harmful product. The bill, which previously passed the state house, seems poised to make its way through the state Senate and then on to Governor Greg Abbott's desk for his signature. Representative Jared Patterson, who authored the bill, tells Fox Digital popular social media sites like X, TikTok, Facebook, and Snapchat have adverse effects on children. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A search for answers after thousands of chicks were abandoned in a postal vehicle.
A Pennsylvania-based hatchery that raises chicks has a weekly distribution to clients around the country, but some 12,000 chicks never got to where they were supposed to go. Instead, left in a postal service truck for 3 days. When they were discovered at a Delaware mail distribution center, thousands had died.
The Department of Agriculture investigator that was here when the birds were unloaded was guessing that there was 8,100 birds that were still alive.
John Pirana, executive director of the nonprofit First State Animal Center and SPCA, says of those available to the public, only a few hundred have been picked up for adoption. As a no-kill shelter, they're turning away offers to buy birds for meat. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We have a traffic accident. This is creating a little bit of a slowdown eastbound on Kellogg, right around Hillside. Now, it does look like they've managed to get things cleaned up there, and so things are looking a little bit better. But if you happen to be trying to get onto eastbound Kellogg from north or southbound I-135, those ramps are still running very slowly due to that accident we had just a little bit earlier. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Not as stormy today with drier skies. After having high winds overnight, probably going to have to pick up some tree limbs and a lot of branches as we go throughout the day. Gradually turning mostly sunny with a pleasant warm high of 76 degrees. Still going to be gusty too. Winds out of the northwest 15 to 30. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now mostly cloudy, northwest wind at 16 miles per hour. 55 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:12 now, Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS. Today is May 20th, and it was 105 years ago on this date in 1920, a radio station in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, called XWA, began broadcasting the first regularly scheduled radio programming in North America. So it goes back 105 years ago.
I like those call letters. XWA.
XWA. That's right. Interesting callers. Anyway, that was 105 years ago on this date. I'd like to say happy birthday to a friend who I worked with, whom I worked with several years ago. Sue Crockett's having a birthday. She was once, working for our radio station where I worked, and her husband, Dave, is a local attorney, and they're good people. Then Sue's having a birthday. Happy birthday. And Forrest Wise is having a birthday. Forrest Wise is the husband, a Shocker football player in the day, and he is, the husband of one of our managers, our retired manager, Jackie Wise. Forrest is having a birthday. I believe they live in Missouri now.
Really?
If I'm correct. And so, Forrest, if you're listening this morning, happy birthday to you. You got any birthdays today of anybody special?
No, not really.
All right. Well, how about, here's one that everybody knows. How about Cher? Cher's having a birthday. She's 79 years old. We're talking about Cheryl Sarkisian. Born in 1946, an American singer, actress, television star, dubbed the Goddess of Pop. She actually won an Academy Award for Moonstruck. She has a Grammy Award, an Emmy Award, 3 Golden Globe Awards, and the Best Actress Award at the Cannes Film Festival. Yeah, she's having a birthday, and the Moonstruck's one of my favorite movies. I love it.
She got great in that. Everybody
she was, that. Yeah, there's some very... very good actors in that.
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
Yeah.
Good. Oh.
Yeah, that's all right.
One
of my, what's that one? Bang, bang, he shot me down, something like that. I thought that was terrible. But anyway, that wasn't her fault. She just, somebody gave her the music and she sang it, right? She wasn't responsible. Interesting. This is an interesting development with the Kansas Parole Board the Kansas Prisoners Board, whatever the people who do paroles, they rescinded the parole they were given to Jimmy Nelms in the 1978 murder of Highway Patrol Trooper O'Brien. And I don't know what they tried to sneak this through, and nobody came to object to it at the hearing or whatever. But once some of the folks in law enforcement found out about that they went just a little bit crazy. I mean, they did not appreciate that. And a lot of folks who support law enforcement across the state said, nope. We can't let this guy out. I mean, it was a traffic stop, I think, up by Cassidy here on the Turnpike, 1978. And a couple of guys, Trooper O'Brien stopped him for a traffic violation or something. Somehow these guys got his gun away from him and basically just executed him right there
in
on the side
blood.
Of the road.
Yep.
And he was a 26-year-old man with a child, and it's just a tragic, tragic story. And, the parole board.
Apparently, the prisoner review board said, oh, okay.
I don't know what they were thinking, but for them to come around and say, okay, we made a mistake, that seems to be really something, because people in government of any kind do not like to say, we did something, we made a mistake. But they did, and they've rescinded it, so he's going to stay behind bars for the foreseeable future. So I think that's they made the right decision, though, finally.
After making the wrong decision,
decision, yeah. You have to correct those sometimes.
I would love to hear the rationale for them.
Of that, the hearing. I think it may be public record, but I'm not sure. You possibly could see
it. I thought one of the things is he's not a danger. Well, okay, he's not a danger anymore, but he did something in 1978 that destroyed a family.
Yeah, forever.
In cold blood.
Yeah. He's not a danger anymore, but
I don't get it.
Yeah, you think they've you think people ought to pay for the things they do, their mistakes? Interesting concept. 8:16, Stephen's 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Hey, let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted, what's happening?
Well, we take a look at college baseball as Wichita State is getting ready for postseason action at the conference tournament in Clearwater, Florida. First round game today. It's the number 7 seed Wichita State taking on the number 2 seed Charlotte. And both teams are playing well heading into the tournament. Wichita State is on a season-high 5-game winning streak. And Charlotte comes in winners of 9 in a row. So somebody's winning streak will come to an end today. Mike Kennedy and Denning Gehrig will have the call of the Shocker baseball game beginning at 2:45 this afternoon. You can listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH as the Shockers are at the conference tournament in Florida. All right, let's take a look at Major League Baseball. Late night last night on the West Coast, the Kansas City Royals visiting the San Francisco Giants. Kind of a typical Royals game, not a lot of runs. Good pitching, but boy, you have to get a few runs here and there to see what'll happen. It was, you had the starting pitcher, Chris Bubich, who is from the San Francisco area. He went 7 innings, only gave up 2 hits for shutout work, but it was 0-0 at the end of the 7th inning. Then Royals first baseman Vinny Pasquantino hit a 2-run home run in the top of the 8th inning, so that was huge. And the Royals still had a 2-run margin trying to close it out in the bottom of the 9th on KFH.
0-2 to Yastrzemski. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Ball game. Carlos Estevez locks it down in the bottom of the 9th. And the Royals have a second consecutive win and a second consecutive heart pounder. Royals 3, Giants 1. A pitcher's duel that became a thriller in San Francisco. Vinny Pasquantino's 2-run homer carries the night. The Royals added a run in the 9th, and the offense supports Chris Bubich's brilliance. 7 shutout innings to open the game. And just enough from the bats.
Winning pitcher Chris Bubich, 5-2 now for the Royals with a 1.47 earned run average. The Royals have won back-to-back games. Now they go for 3 in a row tonight at San Francisco, taking on the Giants again. You can listen live at 8:30 tonight. It's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Some other Major League action last night. The top team in the National League, the Philadelphia Phillies in Denver, taking on the bottom team in the majors, the Colorado Rockies. The Phillies getting help from third baseman, former Wichita State Shocker Alec Bohm on NBC Sports Philly.
Fly ball, center field, pretty well hit, carrying out toward the wall. It is gone! 2-run center field home run for Alec Bohm! And the Phillies have taken the lead here in the top of the 8th inning on the 3rd home run of the year from Bohm.
You want to talk about loud noises. Mercy.
Hey, Bohm, 2-for-5 at the plate last night. In the last 2 weeks, he's batting .357. The Phillies beat the Rockies 9-3 in Denver last night. That's 4 wins in a row for the top team in the National League, the Philadelphia Phillies. JUCO softball, the 47th annual JUCO World Series is in Yuma, Arizona. Getting underway with play yesterday in a second round game. Number 9 seed Butler Community College beating number 8 seed Paris, Texas 3-0. And Butler got the winning pitcher, freshman from Benton out of Circle High School, Ellie Randall, throwing a 4-hit shutout, only allowing 4 singles. She improves to 17-2 on the season. What a performance. Hey, the Butler softball team, 6 wins in a row, now 45-7 on the season, and they are now advancing into the quarterfinals. Minor league baseball, the first place Wichita Wind Surge is on the road this week in Texas in San Antonio, taking on the Missions, the AA affiliate of the San Diego Padres. Game 1 of that 6-game set, 7 o'clock tonight for the Wind Surge down in San Antonio. And in college men's tennis, Washburn is in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament down in Florida today. It's number 7 seed Washburn against number 10 seed Concordia Irvine at 10 o'clock this morning. The Washburn men's tennis team has won 10 in a row, 20-3 on the season in the Sweet 16 this morning in college men's tennis. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS. Coming up, the Hannity Morning Minute. Tim Walz's political commencement speech. That's on the way. Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Tuesday morning. 54 degrees and a sunny sky this morning. At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will discuss fireworks. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
The state legislature this year passed the ordinance that allows for year-round fireworks sale. But the city of Wichita, we've heard from residents, and that is not something that they're interested in. So the ordinance would allow us to have the same limited amount of selling days as well as shooting off days as in last year.
Lily Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Stephen Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS. A number of grain cars derailed during weekend storms west of Scott City in southwest Kansas. 15 parked rail cars, all grain haulers, came off the tracks at the Modoc Elevator Sunday. Officials said the cars appeared to be empty at the time. Damage in Scott City was mostly limited to power lines and road signs and trees, as well as unoccupied homes. 4 tornadoes touched down in Scott County Sunday. A woman was injured in a fire in Reno County Monday morning near Plevna. Fire crews found a camper and his garage in flames. A woman was hospitalized with critical burns. Cause of the blaze has not been determined. Another inmate who escaped from a New Orleans prison last week was captured Monday. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
Louisiana State Police announced 4 of the 10 fugitives are back in custody. That includes 21-year-old Gary C. Price, arrested outside a vacant New Orleans home. And according to local reports, Price was charged with first-degree murder before escaping the jail. One of the 6 fugitives that remain on the loose was convicted of second-degree murder and was awaiting sentencing. Law enforcement officials think they could be anywhere. As time ticks on, law enforcement is increasing the reward for information that leads to the capture of the inmates. That reward now stands at $20,000 per fugitive.
The Orleans Parish Sheriff blamed defective locks for the escape, suggested there could have been help inside. There was one guard at the time of the escape, but she was away getting food. That's according to authorities. Former President Joe Biden's office announcing Sunday he had been diagnosed with prostate cancer that has spread to the bone. Fox's Jeff Paul reports.
Former President Biden commenting for the first time since his cancer diagnosis was revealed, thanking everyone for their well wishes. Biden writing on social media, quote, "Cancer touches us all. Like so many of you, Jill and I have learned that we are the strongest in the broken places. Thank you for lifting us up with love and support." His former running mate and VP Kamala Harris called Biden a fighter. Former President Barack Obama saying he's certain Biden will fight this challenge with his trademark resolve and grace. And President Trump says he and Melania are wishing Biden a fast and successful recovery.
Doctors believe the cancer will respond well to hormone treatment, but cannot be fully cured. The family of a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy who died in a fire in a mobile gun range is suing.
Deputy Alfredo Freddy Flores died 6 months after the fire. He was performing a mandatory firearm recertification inside the trailer when it caught on fire. The family is claiming negligence, arguing the fire started because the mobile gun range wasn't properly maintained. The LA County Sheriff's Department has not responded to a request for comment. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:34. Let's take a look at the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Not as stormy today with drier skies. After having high winds overnight, probably going to have to pick up some tree limbs and a lot of branches as we go throughout the day. Gradually turning mostly sunny with a pleasant warm high of 76 degrees. Still going to be gusty too. Winds out of the northwest 15 to 30. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
And now a sunny sky, 54 degrees, northwest wind at 18 miles per hour, at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS, 8:50 now on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three
Kansas Prisoner Review Board has rescinded parole for a man convicted of killing a state trooper in 1978. Wichita City Council will discuss an amended parking plan today, limiting downtown paid parking to downtown.
One.
More storms across central Kansas overnight with heavy rain and high wind, downed lines and power outages, some tree limbs also here in Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a traffic accident, so watch out for this one. It is northbound at I-235, and it's right up by K-96 up there in the northwest corner with the junction with I-235 and K-96. Just watch out northbound on I-235 there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and windy today with a high of 74 degrees. Yesterday's high, 89. We started off cloudy this morning, but now we're sunny. It'll be mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 49. And then Wednesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 76. Right now, sunny, 54 degrees. We have a northwest wind gusting to 18 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is trading down 128 points. The S&P is off 29, and the NASDAQ is down 136 points. Tanganyika Wildlife Park is expanding, and here to tell us about that, Fox News editor Kirk Semenoff of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Kirk.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Goddard's Tanganyika Wildlife Park says it will construct a $1.5 million expansion project that builds two new pools for swim experiences. One is for penguins, and the second one will be a rare Swim with the Otters exhibit. The project will also build three touch tanks for various types of fish. Construction begins as Tanganyika is in its first full year of an all-inclusive pricing model that is meant to draw the regional tourist wanting a resort experience. Leaders of the 20-year-old park expect park attendance to drop by about half this year because of the pricing change, but they're expecting the more expensive model to be able to draw tourists once school is out and families are on the go. A $25 million expansion project at WSU Tech's National Center for Aviation Training is a go after the Wichita City Council approved a lease of 9.6 acres on the northwest edge of Jubera Airport. WSU Tech up there on Webb Road will expand to the south by building an airplane hangar and an educational building that includes space for classrooms, learning labs, and a drone complex. NCAT turns 15 this year, and construction is expected to begin in August with a January 2027 completion date. And a new barbershop in Old Town plans to open in July and cater to men wanting more than just a haircut. The Barbershop Old Town at 121 North Mead wants to elevate grooming for men and will encourage the barbers they hire to market themselves heavily on social media in pursuit of bringing more traffic into the shop. The shop will be almost 3,000 square feet and include as many as 10 chairs when it's fully staffed. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
I have a great idea. What they should do, every guy who gets a haircut, they should give him a little bazooka bubble gum that with a little cartoon in it that he could take home.
Which is the only substance on earth harder than a diamond.
Kirk, did you ever have one of those bazooka bubble gums when you were a kid?
I was trying to think of the cartoon name. Was it Bazooka Joe?
Yeah, Bazooka Joe. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. The little comic you got in the wrapped around the bubble gum.
I found it to be very educational. At the same time, it got my jaws to where I could be a broadcaster today from chewing it. Indy, you also notice that after about 10 minutes of chewing the gum, you would find at least one hair in it.
Usually more.
Came from your head.
And usually not yours.
Yeah. So I'm hoping these guys in Old Town can offer something that exciting with their haircuts.
All right. I think they're aiming a little higher.
Okay. National, I didn't know what more you can do. I mean, you get my haircut, and, you know, maybe if you're lucky, you get a dirty joke, and that's it, huh? Today is National...
What barber do you go to? What is going on?
I go to Mike Watson in Sweetbriar. It's cheap and it's quick. National Rescue Dog Day. According to the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, approximately 3.3 million dogs enter shelters every year. A lot of them don't come out, folks. And my grandkids have, too. Shelter dogs. Yeah, a couple of rat terriers.
taco, taco two, and a big cube, taco to go, taco to go. Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco, 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 taco. This deal legit. Taco, taco, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
Here's Rudy and Pete. And they are shelter dogs, and they've done pretty well with them. Kirk, thanks for being with us. We'll check with you again tomorrow morning. That's Wichita Business Journal Update with editor Kirk Semenoff. And coming up on the Glenn Beck program today, Trump says Russia-Ukraine talks to begin immediately. And our top-of-the-hour news this morning, more storms overnight across central Kansas. That's on the way at the top of the hour. If you missed any of today's show, just want to listen again, go to the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening to Steve and Ted. Show number, Ted, 6,932.
Hey, how about that?
We'll be back tomorrow. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
Trees are incredible.
Taco to go, taco to, and a big cube. Taco to go, taco to go. Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go, taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99. Taco to go.